Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, real live from the 75th Venice International Film Festival.
Today we're 75th?
Yes.
It is.
The oldest film festival in the world.
It is,
Italy,
yeah.
Before Cannes. So.
Yes. And it's climbed to the top of the heap, hasn't it? Venice is the big festival now around the world.
Festival, yes. Yeah. Especially thanks to Damien Chazelle, who was here with La La Land and now with First Man, because that's we're talking about the opening film, First Man by Damien Chazelle. So Jason and Olivia, Jason Clark, Olivia Hamilton. So you play husband and wife. And
yes.
First of all, how was it for you to get involved in this big film? And it's I heard in the press conference, Jason, that for you was a bit claustrophobic to work in this film, because Damien is really paying attention to details that we see.
Yeah, the reality of it, yeah. I mean, it was real size capsules. It's very claustrophobic. Once you're suited up and you're breathing, you know, through a little tube that's coming in, once you close the glass, you can stay here with me, baby.
Okay, I'll stay right here.
Yeah, it becomes very claustrophobic. But it was, I mean, how was it for you to get cast in this film?
How was the experience?
Yeah.
I mean, it was incredible. For me, this was a dream project, because the story was so larger than life. Everybody involved, the cast, the cinematographer, the production designer, just top of their field. And then the character. All the characters were written with arcs, with nuance, so the roles were really wonderful to play.
Yeah, to say that there are a lot of silences, music, hands, eyes, but every character is so detailed. So I was wondering how much of it was in the script, how much of it you developed with Damien?
It was all in the script, and then it was all, you know, Damien's, you know, vision for what he wanted to do. And you always knew that this film, it's a massive story. It's never been told. It's a big story to tell it right. And, you know, and you had Damien Chazelle and Ryan Gosling straight off of La La Land and Whiplash before that. And you thought, you know what, just like the astronauts and the people that put this together, this is the best young team to make this movie. And Universal supported them and backed them up. And Josh wrote a great script. And the minute you read it, you thought, this is about the best of us as humans. It's sacrifice, it's what it costs to achieve great things, but it's about the best that we can be and the best that we are. And that's what moved me the most.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think to the question of it, what's in the script versus what was developed, I think one of the things that comes through in the film is all these little beautiful moments that feel really organic. And Damien, as a director, loves improv, loves things going against exactly what was planned, and gave 2 weeks to Neil and Janet and their children to improvise, and a lot of that stuff's in the movie. We did a lot of things that were not written, and he really, you know, celebrates that, and I think it gives the movie a special realism.
An intimacy.
Yeah, an intimacy.
And a reality.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and a freedom. You know, he knows what he's doing, he knows what he wants, he knows the film he's going to make, but he still lets you believe that magic can happen any, you know, given moment on set. And that's, as an actor, that's just fantastic.
And plus, it was a challenge for him, you know.
It's a monumental film, you know. I mean, it's a huge film. It's an epic film. It's an intimate film. It's a story that you don't pick up lightly in terms of the weight of history and what it means to NASA and the people that are still involved in this. And, bravo to him, really. And to Ryan as well.
What did you take away from this experience?
Oh, apart from great friends. I mean, as an actor, you take away, we take away our memories. I mean, we first had lunch together when we were both cast. We sat down. We just, you know, caught up, and then we met on the plane last night.
Yeah.
She just come back from the Maldives surfing. It's been 2 weeks surfing in the Maldives.
I have.
You take away the love of the experience and what you've done in the film. You know, hopefully, like this one, is one of those ones that I think stands the test of time and will be here in 50 years' time, and it's still a great movie.
Would you say that it's a story about, you know, a man landing on the moon, so a big achievement, or also a story about a man facing, you know...
It's a film about what is possible, what we can do if we really want to, if we have the determination, the hard work and the sacrifice, what we are capable of, and for you.
And I think also what it takes, not just this is what we can do, but these are the costs, and this might be the hero at the helm of it, but these were all the other people, his wife, Janet, his kids, the family, the people who paid for this, essentially, with their lives and their time and their energy and what the country put into it. There's a bit of political stuff in the film as well. So it's both.
Yeah, if you want a 6-foot peak, you'd be prepared to wipe out.
Yes, a good surfing analogy.
The bruise is going to come.
Exactly, yes.
Thank you so much, Jason Clark, Olivia Hamilton,
First
Man by Damien Chazelle. Congratulations.
You.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 75th Venice International Film Festival for Fred.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.